Hello, and welcome to Yousef's Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings.
Hey, it's Yousef Dave here. Welcome to Season 2 of Yousef's Stoop. You can not only listen to it on streaming platforms, but you can also check it out on podcast platforms. So just look up Yousef's Stoop and you can tune in with me. This episode will be about studying. So let's dive right into it. Studying is something that's a lifelong journey. You can look over eons of writings, books, videos, and people always talk about it. But what is studying truly? Studying is something that you research. Studying is to seek, to obtain, to observe. Studying has many facets, and it's something that pushes you forward to be a better version of you. It's essential in development. And the thing about the development of your studying skills is it increases your capacity. So if you notice that you have certain strengths and you want to expand in those strengths, studying how to level up in those things is important. And if you see yourself having places where you could be stronger, it allows you to strengthen those areas. So studying is basically putting yourself in a position to improve and to find new avenues that you never thought that you would cross had you not seek the information, had you not tried to obtain the information, so on and so forth. So studying is a key to life. And when you find a key to life, you have to hold on to that key tightly. Because though everybody's key to life is unique, once you know what you need to study, once you know how you need to develop, you start to identify how to grow in life. So we're going to take a break and we'll discuss how studying evolves you as an individual in your lifestyle. Welcome back. Let's dive right back into studying and how it connects to our lifestyle. Studying puts you in a place where your worldview starts to change, where you start to see beyond what's around you, where you understand that there is more information to be had. There is more knowledge to gain. There is more wisdom to glean from. And the thing about studying is when you study to ascertain insight, you put yourself in a whole nother bracket versus harboring intelligence. Because when you just harbor intelligence, there is no cap. Meaning, you'll always be searching. Your search should never end, but it should never be in desperation. It should be in delight and fulfillment. That's how you discover the beauty of studying and not the disdain of studying. 2 Timothy 2 and 15, KJV. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This flows perfectly into legacy. The amount of time that you're willing to put into studying, into becoming more, not only affects and impacts you, but it makes and paves the way for those after you. So whatever you are delighting your time to, whatever you're aiming to put 10,000 plus hours into, think about the value of the investment. Think about the cost of the studying, and make sure it lines up with the worth of you, of your identity, and who you're trying to become, and what you wish to leave behind. Studying may be simple on the surface, but it holds so much when you look at the roots of it. So my question for you is, what are you studying? What will you start studying? And what do you hope to understand? Thank you for joining me today on The Stoop. I hope you had a wonderful time, and I hope that studying becomes something that you delight in, and that you find the light as you walk the path. As always, Yusef Dave, peace and much love from me to you.